Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Life in Libya is slowly returning to normal after the bloody uprising that overthrew Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, and the capital city, Tripoli, is still revealing secrets of his regime. One of them lies beneath the city zoo, a hidden labyrinth of listening stations used by Gaddafi to communicate with his military. So that's underneath the zoo. What about the residents above? It's currently closed to the public as officials work to secure more funding. The BBC's Mark Lowen was taken on a recent tour.
Take a walk through the heart of Tripoli, and you might not expect to stumble on these residents. Over 800 animals live in the city's large and impressive zoo. It's still closed to the public, but the management hopes the gates can reopen again soon. That's if the money doesn't dry up. The director, Anas Ali, says there could be a funding crisis within weeks, and the zoo is in need of a vital lifeline.
We haven't got the money we need to feed the animals. It costs $2,000 a day. Until now, it's been provided by charities, but that might finish within the next month or so. And we hope the new government will help us so we don't have to close. It's really important for Libya to have our own zoo. We want to become world famous.
Some of the worst fighting during the Libyan uprising happened a stone's throw from the zoo, in and around Colonel Gaddafi's compound.
I'm just coming inside the Hippo complex. This is where the impact of the fighting was felt, because when NATO bombed a large weapons store next to the zoo, the fragment of a rocket from a NATO fighter jet came in through the roof of this building. Looking up now, and I can see the hole that's still there. Luckily, it didn't actually injure the hippos, although Anas Ali says that they were certainly affected.
To change the behavior of the animal, become aggressive, you know. Any movement, you see now. But now, come back, little bit calm.
And that recovery is clear during feeding time for the lions. They suffered psychological trauma from the uprising, but they're on the mend, and their appetites are certainly back. The pride takes an old-fashioned approach. The females wait outside patiently until the male is done. Disturb him at your peril. The character of the lions changed during the fighting, says Ebrahim Basha, the chief feeder. They became nervous and didn't eat as much. I was very worried that they'd be hurt or even escape. But beside the beasts, the zoo also harbours sinister relics of the Gaddafi era. Hidden doors leading down beneath the animals to a clandestine underworld of listening stations. Taysir Rashti from the zoo leads the way.
Now you can walk free. Before, I'm afraid to walk in this area. It's full of military soldiers. Libya now is free.
So I'm just going to step inside this tunnel. It goes down a narrow flight of stairs. So what was this used for exactly?
It was used for military telephone communication connected with the headquarters of Gaddafi regime before.
And it stretches all the way underneath the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
The deeper you go, the murkier it feels. Stagnant water now lines a labyrinth of offices and bedrooms, the remnants of old communication equipment strewn across floors. Who knows what secrets lay here from the ruthless, eccentric regime led by the colonel for 42 years. Above ground, Tripoli Zoo hums with life. This is a tourist gem that could just help the new Libya stand on its own 4 feet. The creatures and the country waiting to open up to the outside world.